is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. IPU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rock and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification: National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Edward Simkonda calls for increased mine safety officers to curb illegal mining. Bishop Mwale and Nalumango call for unity reconciliation ahead of elections. In international news, 6 people injured after fire breaks out at Lagos International Airport. And in sports news, FAS has rescheduled 2026 AGM. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Mike Mposha, Member of Parliament from Nali constituents, and aspiring Chawama lawmaker Morgan Munda have called for more objective and development-oriented approach to the ongoing constituency delimitation exercise. The two leaders made separate submissions, emphasizing the need for reforms that prioritize equitable resource distribution, environmental protection, and improved service delivery across Lusaka. Speaking to Under Radio News Desk during submissions to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, Mposha says the delimitation process remains inconclusive and should not be driven by personal or political interest.
The issue here is to make submissions that are sensible other than looking at our individual position. So if you see, the people that were making noise there are people that have been busted to here to support the individual interests of the so-called candidates. But I want to see candidates that will be speaking issues that are beyond their interests. This exercise is a very important exercise, like I said in my submission, and I expect that the ECZ officials continues to guide this process in a manner that at the end of the day, we must get the results that will help the people beyond ourselves. We are doing this exercise for many years to come, for the development of our constituencies many years to come.
Meanwhile, Munda raised concerns over what he described as a serious environmental and public health crisis in Chawama constituents. He says Nkoloma Ward 1 and surrounding areas are strengthening Lusaka's underground water table due to poor sanitation, indiscrimination waste disposal, and heavy reliance on contaminated bore water.
And our water table there has shown that the fecal matter presence is very serious. The water density is serious. We see too much acid and too much heavy metals because of the same contamination from this waste. Now, what do we need to do as a district of Lusaka is consider the environmental factor, environmental degradation. Let's allocate more resources by delimitating Mrs. Chawama constituents into three constituents, fundamental constituencies. One, we need to ensure that Koroma Ward 1 must be declared as a constituency on its own. And Ward 2, Chawama, it also should be declared as a constituency. Then Lilai Ward 4 and Ward 3, Jona Ward 3, must also be consolidated into a clear one constituency.
and a senior stakeholder identified as Chikule has urged authorities to carefully interrogate population figures in Chawama constituents before making final decisions in the ongoing delimitation exercise.
Other issues that you need to say, it's not just something else. Most of the population is like that, they from there just want to jump and do whatever they want to do. The issue is, you have to interrogate as to what is it that is motivating that concerns to have such a huge population. And the moment you establish that, you'll be able now to know which way forward is to take. What will happen is, they are saying, if you look at Kanyama there, all these markets, big markets, are where? In Kanyama. Go down on the ground and ask people, for how long have they been in Kanyama? They will tell you, no, 2 months ago, 3 months. What are you doing here? No, we have come to do business here and there.
The Fight in Quality Alliance, FIA Zambia, has welcomed the decision by legislators to investigate the fast depression of prepaid electricity units. FIA Zambia National Council Convener Mwiza Zulu explained that the unexplained rapid consumption was widening the inequality gap between the wealthy and the poor. Zulu emphasized that households with limited income were being affected by the faster loss of units.
As the Fight Inequality Alliance, would like to welcome the decision by regulators to investigate the fast depletion of electricity units, because as an alliance we see that the unexplained rapid consumption was widening the inequality gap between the wealthy and the poor. Would also like to emphasize that households with limited income are being disproportionately affected by the faster loss of units. The inspection of prepaid meters by the ERB, ZESCO and Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCTA, and the Zambia Meteorology Agency will help establish whether us consumers are being billed fairly. Transparency in electricity metering is very vital to protect vulnerable families, and many households are struggling to cope with rising costs that have been linked to the rapid depletion of the electricity units. So accountability from ZESCO and regulators is also very necessary to restore public confidence.
Illegal mining continues to pose a serious challenge across the country, with experts warning that the practice is not only widespread but also increasingly difficult to eliminate. Small, unregulated mining activities are reportedly scattered in the remote parts of the nation, making it hard for the authorities to monitor and control the operation. The situation has drawn renewed attention following a recent fatal incident involving an illegal miner, highlighting the dangers associated with unregulated mining activities. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, mining expert Edward Simkonda described illegal mining as a complex problem that requires significant financial resources and sustained government commitment.
It's unfortunate for the person that passed on, but you know, this should be a lesson to the rest of the illegal miners that, you know, they should be mindful that what they're doing is dangerous. Mining is not a small business. Mining is big, and it is also very dangerous. A lot of people have passed on because of such, you know, neglect or, you know, being careless of what people are doing, not knowing what they're going to do underground, not even understanding how to secure their premises they're operating from. All I can say, or all I can urge government is now, you know, try and do the best they can to try and deploy as many, you know, mine safety officers around the country as they can. It's not an easy thing, but it's with us, and we have to make a plan of how we're going to go around it.
The Chipata City Council has announced the successful handover of a dental chair valued at 119,950 kwacha, funded under the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to Chipata District Hospital. Chipata City Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Tyson Mulazi says the procurement and delivery of the modern dental chair reflects the council's continued commitment to strengthening health care service delivery within the district. Mr. Mulazi says the equipment is expected to significantly improve oral health service by enhancing efficiency, reducing patient waiting time, and improving the overall quality of dental care provided at the hospital. Meanwhile, speaking during the handover ceremony, the senior medical officer in charge at Chipata District Hospital, Dr. Emmanuel Kamea, expressed sincere appreciation for the support rendered through the CDF. Northern Provincial Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpondu